Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 9, verses 8 and 9. A remnant, a remnant. What a wonderful word we have in Amos 9 and verse 8. Surely the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth. And now we get this wonderful word, yet. Yet, despite that, nevertheless, there is an exception. Yet I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord. For I will give the command, and I will shake the house of Israel among the nations, all the nations, as grain is shaken in a sieve, and not a pebble will reach the ground. What is this? Amos 9, verses 8 and 9. God is going to come to this people, and this kingdom, this kingdom of Israel, is going to be destroyed. Yet, despite that, except there's an exception, and there is a but. For God has a purpose, for I will. There is a will here. There's a determination here. There's a plan here. God will destroy the kingdom, but he will preserve a remnant, a people. Not a pebble, not a grain of sand will be lost. The message of the Bible is clear. It's not the crowd, it's a remnant. It was in Israel. Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11 are full of this doctrine. Here's a mass of Israel, but there's only a remnant, a seed within that mass of Israel that is the seed of Abraham, the seed of Isaac, and so on. And it's ever the same. We have masses, crowds, popularity, flocking. But is it really that that is the people of God? As I read 1 Corinthians 1, 2, and 3, those chapters, I see that God has chosen the weak, the foolish, the small, the obscure, the nobodies of this world. It's not in the great, it's not in the crowds, it's in the remnant. It's God's arithmetic, my friend, man's arithmetic. We love numbers. We love income, we love profits, we love attendance, we love this, that, and the other. But God's purpose, obscurity, smallness, weakness, the remnant, that shall stand. Oh, my brothers and sisters, our arithmetic is all upside down. Let us start looking with the eyes of God himself. Isaac Watts is full of this. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your maker's nod. It's not the approval of man. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honors of our God. Life, death, and hell, and worlds unknown hang on his firm decree. Israel proved it. The early ecclesia proved it. Christ proved it. The apostles proved it. We have to prove it. He sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leave to be. Chained to his throne, a volume lies, with all the fates of men, with every angel's form and size, drawn by the eternal pen. His providence unfolds the book, and makes his counsel shine. Each opening leaf and every stroke fulfills some deep design. My God, I would not long to see my fate with curious eyes. We can't anyway. What gloomy lines a river may, or what bright scenes may rise. So what should be our concern? In thy fair book of life and grace, oh, may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord the Lamb. Am I one of the remnant? Am I in Christ? Is it all well with me? Yet I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord, for I will make sure that not a pebble will reach the ground. Oh, to know, oh, to be sure, oh, to have it so that we are in that remnant. Unbeliever, do not wait until you can say, I am his, Christ, and he is mine.